June 22nd, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. The heart of the world has become secularized. The secular world opposes the spiritual world in many ways. The secular aspect of existence finds human reasons for every event, discovery, or international problem. Grace is never a consideration. God's will is not a consideration. Human effort is given credit for the achievements only wrought through the grace of our united hearts. Therefore, the direction grace points to for future events and plans is discounted. This human pride that accounts for everything as accomplished by the hand of man leaves mankind on the edge of its own destruction without his even recognizing it. Secularism promotes peace between nations that does not include God as a partner in this effort. Secularism, in an attempt to give all people their rights in the world, promotes the legalization of sin. Once again, excluding God's laws, secularism removed prayer from schools so as not to offend anyone. Then guns were brought in. The secular world, in its attempts to accept everyone on the same level, does not allow for the acceptance of the Ten Commandments in hearts or in public places. The heart of the world needs to be reconciled with God. Never before has this been more true. But secularism leads away from the truth and leads to the worship of free will. My telling you these things is not the solution. Your acting on my advice is...